What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. And today we want to talk about changing perspective. If you want to follow along with us, Engage Heaven Today podcast, you can get the Engaging Heaven Today devotional. Follow along every day. Our scripture today is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. I love this verse. It says, "We don't focus our attention on what is seen, but what's unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but the unseen realm is eternal." Today's devotional is called Changing Perspective. Whatever God tells you, the devil wants you to believe the opposite. How many people today live with the wrong narrative? We're living a defeated life. Perspective matters because perception is everything. We can't control what happens to us in life, but we can control how we see it and how we respond to it. And how we respond to life can make all the difference. Most of what we struggle with in life is probably going to be determined by a reaction to the trials we face. What would happen if you looked at life different today? What would happen if you woke up and decided to look at your situation the way God does? Remember, God's view is from above, so he can see a lot more than we can. God's word tells us that we're more than conquerors, Romans chapter 8, verse 37. So when the devil tells us we're defeated, we know he's lying. When we view our situations through the eyes of faith, we'll begin to see it turn around because our perspective has changed. The further thought of Engaging Heaven says this: what unseen things does God want to show you today? You know, yesterday I preached in Madeira Beach, Florida, really about the renewed mind. So what a timely devotion. And the renewed mind is everything. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 28, it says, "Without vision, people perish." And that word vision is prophetic revelation. Your mind, it is the arena of faith, but it's also the place that we see and hear from God. And when I think about changing the perspective, what I think about is getting our minds renewed to see from a different point of view. That you were created to see from heaven's perspective. You were created to respond from that unseen realm. Because what fear does, and fear is always sponsored by worry, it wants to change your perspective. Look, whatever you focus on in life is going to overtake you, right? Whatever you water grows. And God has designed it to where we have a renewed mind, a constant perspective, his perspective on the kingdom. But the devil wants you to think differently. So you can have a believer who is called by God, promises over you, Jesus died, gave you everything. But if all you entertain is the worst in every scenario, your mind's going to constantly be molested. If all you're thinking about is, well, I got myself in this position, I deserve it, or, you know, whatever these unhealthy, unbiblical thoughts are, you can't. A renewed mind is God's plan for us to navigate on this earth. It's the unseen realm. Prophetic revelation. Father, what are you doing? Show me. I want to live in your realms. I want to live in your response. I want to live in your words. You know how many times I'm at a table with people that are supposed to be like Christians, men of God, women of God, and they're so off? And because they're just talking, they're not even sitting back and going, okay, Lord, what are you saying about a situation? It's hard. That's why Jesus asked people to leave the room when he tried to do a miracle. That's why it's hard when your emotions are wrapped up in something or you're all caught up in politics. You know how many Christians can't see because they're so affiliated with a political party? All these earthly things that you give alliances to will destroy your sound judgment. Yes, they're important. Yes, we got to be educated. We need to know what's going on the earth. But really, do you really want to dive into an hour-long rabbit hole about monkeypox? Is that really what you want to do? Do you really want to? I wish Christians would be more focused on the word of God, the body, and being broken for us than they are monkeypox or whatever the next fear-mongering sickness and disease is. Because we don't overcome by looking at the world and by worrying about the world. We overcome by standing on his word and knowing what is true, what is noble, and not backing off from what he said is ours, right? That's how we do it. And so today, when we talk about changing perspective, man, that's everything. Like, your mind has been created from the unseen realm. And that means we call those things that are not as though they are. That means we got to be comfortable seeing it in the spirit only sometimes and believing it and birthing it in the natural. Everything that you walk in, you see. Everything. It's God's words over you. You know how many people got prophetic words and they forgot? It's time to change your perspective again. Time to bring back the binder with the prophetic words in it. The Word of God has given us so many promises, but yet people live void of them. And so today I believe this devotional is the Lord challenging us to change our perspective, right? I'm telling you right now, like, you must live in a place. When I had the worst vehicles on earth, it wasn't until I started thanking God for them and blessing them that new ones came. When I was in a tough house position, it wasn't until I started thanking God for the house I'm in and the one that's coming. So some of you today, change your perspective. Start thanking God and being grateful for what you have and where you are, and most importantly, what's coming. That's how you live a life of faith. That's how you live with the renewed mind. That's it for today. Amazing devotional. Follow along with us every day. We love you. As always, thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. By the way, thank you for all of you that hit me up with your messages on how it's blessing you. All right, we'll see you. I'm out.